This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 367.5, down 3.75. March corn, 380.5, down 3.5. May corn, 389.5, down 3.25. November soybeans, 1040.25, up 9.25. January soybeans, 1036.75, up 8.75. March soybeans, 1040.25, up 8. December wheat, 514.5, down 5.75. March wheat, 526.25, down 5.75. May wheat, 534, down 5.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon, with soybeans higher and corn and wheat values mostly lower. Harvest pressure helped to push corn futures lower, as the weather will allow another good harvest weekend, and traders on Monday are looking forward to the USDA report. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 1 to 4 cents at 329 to 350, while soybean bids were 3 to 9 cents stronger at 985 to 1015. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 330 to 347, while soybean bids were up 12 to 14 cents at 1004. That's 1004 to 1034. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 2 cents higher at 318 to 347. Soybean bids 9 to 13 stronger at 987 to 1036, but wheat bids were down 2 to 5 cents at 403 to 452. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 1 to 12 cents, ranging from 1029 to 1052. Basis ended mixed, ranging from 8 under to 15 over January. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $425.40 to $448.40 per ton. That's down $1.30, with basis unchanged, ranging from $35 to $58 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 1 to 2 at $3.59 to $3.67, with basis up 2 to 3 cents at 8 under to option December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at 342 to 347, with basis also mixed on Friday, ranging from 25 under to 20 under December. Soybeans gained 8 cents at 1031 to 1042, with basis down a penny, ranging from 6 under to 5 over the January. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 cents lower at 361 to 371. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 9 to 14 cents, with quotations at 1062 to 1067. Soft red winter wheat down a penny at 479 to 495, and Milo dropped 4 cents at 397 to 403. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 337 to 356. January soybean bids at 1004 to 1027. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 344 to 361. January soybean bids at 1005 to 1045. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, January corn bids range from 350 up to 366. January soybean bids 1022 to 1050. And wheat for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 469 up to 510. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 166.80, up $1.45. February live cattle, 168.37, up $1.82. April live cattle, 167.15, up $1.30. November feeder cattle, 238.52, up $2. January feeder cattle, 232.45, up $1.87. March feeder cattle, 229.65, up $1.25. December lean hogs, 88.77, up $1.12. February lean hogs, 88.42, up $1.42. April lean hogs, 90.10, up $1.20. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 7th Afternoon Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 2 cents higher in the range of 73 to 88, with a weighted average carcass price of $85.42. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 60 to 66, 4 to 5 weights 64 to 67, 5 to 6 weights 67 to 69, and 6 weights and up 69 to 72. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $54 to $61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 13,276 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 184 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 154.50 to 166.50, with some high dressing at 167 to 167.50. Choice slaughter Holsteins were 147.50 to 153, and choice slaughter heifers 160 to 166.50. Now on to slaughter cows. They had some breakers at 104 to 110. Boners were 102 to 110, and leans were 84 to 86. Now from the report from the Carthage Livestock Auction, November feeder special sale. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 258 to 306. 5 weights were 248 to 270, and 6 weights were 220 to 244. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weights were 250 to 273.50, 5 weights were 229 to 245, and 6 weights were 216 to 243. They also had some feeder bulls, 6 weights, 234 to 236. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 163 to 168, and on a dress basis at 255 to 265. Heifers on a live basis traded at 164 to 168, and on a dress basis 261 to 263. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established, with 327 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $94.74, and that was 56 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses, $249.11, that was $1.41 lower, with select carcasses at $238.07, that was 82 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 108,000. That compared to 199,000 last week and 109,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is still minus 7.2% off from a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 413,000 compared to 409,000 last week, 435,000 for a year ago. Cattle slaughter is off 5.2% on a year-to-date basis. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.47. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.64. November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.41. December corn delivered to Scottville, $3.55. November beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.25. December beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.38. November beans delivered to Scottville, $10.25. December beans delivered to Scottville, $10.38. November wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.59. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $3.47, corn at Scottville is $3.41, Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $10.25, and wheat at Scottville is $4.59. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
And part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. It's 20 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Taking off a large crop this fall? Use your yield monitor to put back just the nutrients you used. Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with the latest innovations of precision farming technology, and with their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today to find out why they're your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
For today, across mid-Illinois, partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the low 60s, and we will have south winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, becoming cloudy, low temperatures in the upper 40s, and for tomorrow, Veterans Day, cloudy and turning colder with a slight chance of rain, morning highs in the low 50s. For Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy skies and cold, low temperatures in the low 20s, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy skies on this Monday morning, right now 44 degrees. A quick reminder, 3 County Public Water District customers on the Mettlerville Lane, Elbert Lane, Kerwin Drive, and on Mettler Road from Blacksmith Road to Hickory Road. Those folks under a boil water order until further notice. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
We're taught not to judge, but at Burris Seed, we say, bring it on. Judge us by how Burris products yield in your local conditions. Judge us by your access to the best germplasm and leading traits. Judge us because of our work with major trait suppliers, so you aren't limited to one platform that could lead to corn rootworm or weed resistance. But mainly, judge us by how you profit from every acre. Trust still matters at Independent Burris. Call our cell numbers and follow us on Twitter and Facebook, hashtag Burris Seed.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you, by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, and by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. Ram Truck Event with the Ram Back-to-Back Truck of the Year has up to 72 months to qualified buyers, and we have a great selection. Also, the Great American Driveaway events taking place with Dodge Avengers 30 miles per gallon have up to $3,000 rebate. And the Town of Country has 0% for 72 months. All these right here at Bishop Motors, where your word and a handshake makes the best deals.
Hi, I'm Reagan Weir, Agronomy Manager and CHS Yield Point Specialist at CHS Shipman. We at CHS are here to help you figure out precisely what inputs you need to take your yields and profits to the next level. With CHS Yield Point Prescription Writing Services, it's possible to better plan your nutrient placement. Our team of experts are the best in the business, and we at CHS Shipman are committed to help you maximize your yields. Call me, Reagan Weir, at CHS Shipman today.
Hi, this is Dennis Wiesman, grain originator for CHS Shipman. Marketing is a difficult decision for producers, even in a year with great prices. The job turns very stressful when great yields create low prices. Our goal is to help you through these difficult times and to identify and capitalize on selling opportunities that will make your operation successful. Please call Phil, Jack, or myself for our latest market outlook or follow us at chsshipman.com. Thank you.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years of banking excellence. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank established in 1854.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation announced this week beef exports for September increased 6% from last year, and pork exports were up 7% in value, but declined 3% in volume. Pork exports for the month of September were worth $513 million, according to USDA. Since the beginning of the year, the value of pork exports has increased 14%. Beef exports for the month were worth $631 million, up 15% since the beginning of the year. USMEF President and CEO Philip Tseng stated these are impressive results, especially given the headwinds we faced in September, including a very strong U.S. dollar, a significant decline in beef production, and our first full month of dealing with Russia's retaliatory import ban. Farmers are reaping the benefits from the Soil Health Partnership. Michael Clements reports.
Farmers are reaping the benefits from the Soil Health Partnership. The partnership is an effort by the National Corn Growers to help farmers find ways to keep their soil healthy and sustainable. Participant Lynn Corzine, a corn farmer from Illinois, says the Soil Health Partnership is the next step for farmers who have already made strides in caring for their soil.
I'm a fifth-generation farmer and kind of learned this from my dad and through the generations to leave the farm better than I found it. And that's a mantra my son and I now have tried to follow. We need to take care of our soil, and we are continuing to improve. We're lowering our environmental footprint. We're improving our soil health, I think. But this is kind of a next step. It's a learning process. I'm excited to be involved because it helps us not only learn more about our soil, but also helps us show our customers what we're doing and have real data, real facts that we can use to say, hey, look, this is what we're doing. And by the way, we really are sustainable. We're being good stewards of our land, and it's important for our future generation.
The partnership has four goals: recruit demonstration farms, establish research protocols, highlight economic and environmental benefits of healthy soil, and support networking and technical assistance. Farmer Brent Bible of Indiana says the partnership is a way for farmers to learn what works best to keep soil healthy on their farm.
We want to learn where practices work, where certain practices don't work well, and how we can adapt those to our management and make things work. So really for us, participation is a learning experience. It's an opportunity to put some science behind the thoughts and the ideas of cover cropping. And we know that some things that we might do can improve soil health, but we want to make sure that those are science-based and economically based, and that we're doing those accordingly so that we maximize our stewardship, because that's really what our motivation is.
Farmer Dave Moose of Illinois says the work he's doing on his farm will hopefully carry over to his neighbor's farm. He's been no-tilling for more than 30 years in his community.
I've made no-till very successful, and that's kind of what I hope to show with cover crops, that, you know, hey, you can do it too. You know, I'm doing it. I have a lot of ground that's along major highways, so I do get a lot of lookers. Everything I do is pretty much out in the open. You know, for the townspeople, I want to show them that I don't want my dirt to end up in Lake Springfield, of which, you know, their drinking water comes from that lake. So, you know, I want to show that, you know, I'm serious about this and I really take care of things.
The partnership is an initiative of NCGA with initial support from Monsanto and the Walton Family Foundation and technical support from the Nature Conservancy. Learn more about the partnership online at soilhealthpartnership.org. Michael Clements reporting.
Illinois kicks off the winter meeting season the week of Thanksgiving. Monday the 24th is the brand new Farm Assets Conference to be held at the Marriott in Normal on the Illinois State University campus. The conference will focus on corn and soybean commodity price outlook with a dozen analysts that appear regularly on the weekly radio program from the U of I called Commodity Week. The conference will feature three University of Illinois ag economists. Bruce Sherrick from the Center of Farmland Research will talk about land prices. Agricultural policy specialist Jonathan Kappas will take up the ARC or PLC decision of the farm bill. And crop insurance specialist Gary Schnittke will go through the year's potential payments and next year's insurance options. Sign up for the November 24th Farm Assets Conference is available online at www.willag.org. The cost is just $25 and includes the noon meal and parking. The Department of Crop Sciences Ag Master's Program is going to be held Monday the 15th and Tuesday the 16th. Ag Master's is the nation's premier production agriculture how-to event and includes speakers from 8 land-grant university systems. It begins with a Monday morning general session, and then those attending will choose 8 of 16 available topics to go over more in depth Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning. It is specifically targeted to farmers wanting to develop corn and soybean production agriculture expertise. Registration for Ag Master's is now open. You can call the University of Illinois Department of Crop Sciences or search Google for Ag Master's Conference. The other mid-December meeting is the Illinois Farm Economics Summit Series. This annual event makes 5 stops around the state during the week of December 15th. The stops will be in DeKalb, Peoria, Springfield, Mount Vernon, and Champaign. This year, much of the focus will be on the new farm bill, says Gary Schnittke.
Yeah, well, this year we're going to start out, as we typically do, with the grain price outlook. Daryl Good will be doing a grain price outlook. I, Gary Schnittke, will do an outlook on crop economics, what incomes look like, and then we'll sort of transition into a longer focus. Daryl and Scott Irwin will do a look at what prices look like over the next 5 years. Are we in a new era, or what price level should we be looking at? That's important for making farm program decisions, determining whether to go ARC County or PLC, and Daryl and Scott will discuss that. Then after that, we'll go into a discussion of the farm bill, laying out the alternatives and what you should be considering when looking at those alternatives. And finally, the day will end with looking at where we should be risk management wise going forward. We have a new farm bill. We have different prices than we did in 2010, 2011, and 2012. What should we be doing risk management-wise now that we haven't been doing in the past?
Schnittke expects large crowds for the Illinois Farm Economic Summits. Space is limited. The fee is $65, and you can register online at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.